HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It's December. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo. No one knows. But again, winners and losers in global warming. Last night I got home and was frustrated. I had one of those challenging days at Tactical Black where I felt like I did everything wrong. So I was frustrated and I went home and I just took Dasani bottles and poured them all out and then put all the plastic in a small pit of fire and said, you know what? We're going to get to the 60s by June. I'm going backwards. I'm going to ruin the earth myself.
Your witch's brew.
I burned about 300 plastic bottles, and I just sprayed aerosol cans in the air and old hairspray, like Aquanet.
You can find those still?
Yeah, you got to go to like a dollar store or something called El Rancho. They sell a lot of that. It's next to the Quinceanera shop. You can get a nice dress for your daughter. It's very interesting. You can't get a nice dress for your daughter anymore at Dress Barn, though. That cracks me up.
600 stores.
What happened? They shut down or something?
They shut it down because...
I didn't hear this.
Well, have you ever... I don't know. Maybe this is a cha-ching cha. I know it wasn't cheap, but if Ronnie ever came home with Dress Barn bags...
That's for older women.
Yeah, wouldn't you just start to reassess being with her? Like, it's like, she's hit a new level of like, Like, now her hair's going to get all short, and she's going to get weird big glasses and start walking around...
I don't know.
Nursing shoes.
I'm not so sure about that, but I know I've never said... That dress looks nice from Dress Barn.
I don't think I've ever known a woman that fireman's ball that I host the last couple of years. Everybody looks like $1 billion, and sometimes I'll hear the ladies talk, oh, my God, where did you get this? And normally it's a store. Never once has any of these ladies gone, Dress Barn. Oh, yeah.
That surprises me.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but again, I guess if she looks good in it.
Yeah.
But it never happened.
I don't think a woman who shops at Dress Barn can look good in anything.
I don't know.
Other than inside.
Older women?
Yeah, my mom bought clothes there when she got an insurance job and she needed. But she's in her.
Decent clothes. She's a 60-year-old lady. It's kind of Dress Barn. It's just the word barn attached to any women's clothing.
A lot of skirts and floral prints.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Like, you would never. I think it would be an insult for your birthday to your wife. To give her a gift card to the Dress Barn. I think she'd be mad at you.
Well, now that they're closing, that gift card's going to go a long way.
That's for you. I still think Ronnie would still be very mad now, especially if you hit her with a Dress Barn thing. They're just liquidating 75% off all floral prints.
It's coming up June 1st.
Yeah, but the barn part.
Yeah, that hurt.
Yeah, her birthday's a couple weeks away. Now, if I got her a Dress Barn thing, she'd be like, he doesn't know. But it's still insulting. But goodbye to Dress Barn. You can't have that anymore. Because the Dress Barn wasn't attracting the lady. The younger crowd wasn't popping in and out of the Dress Barn.
Man, you really hate that place.
I just think it's a funny name. You know? Like the pants seller. For women, they would be like, nah. I don't think I want to go in there. Couture Dungeon.
We're okay.
Even those are cool.
We're okay with the Men's Warehouse. I guess, or is that even, or is it
men
now?
Are different. We could have the t-shirt teepee.
Warehouse doesn't
be
sound
fine.
Like, you know, a barn.
Yeah, a barn. It just sounds like, it sounds like, it's like the garage. The garage sale. Woman's garage sale would not go over well with ladies.
This week at the lean-to.
Right.
The ladies lean-to.
Right. The shirt shack. I don't know. Barn.
Shirt shack. I like that.
A shirt shack wouldn't be terrible. Guys would go there, but for, you know. Evening gown barn. It's just the word barn attached to ladies' clothes. You don't want your wife really going, you know, she shops at Dress Barn. Immediately your friends are like, oh, your wife's an older woman or just completely clueless.
Now I'm curious if walking into the Dress Barn, everyone does the look behind to see if, who's.
Did anybody see me? Yeah,
you go in.
You peek to see if you know anybody and then you go into Dress Barn. It's almost like the dirty movie section of the video store.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get in that Dress Barn. Lane Bryant is better because at least it's got a name of a person. Dress Barn's just some guy who started a barn.
You open the doors. It's double doors.
Come on in, Cal. I think that might be it. Is it just you're automatically a farm animal inside the dress barn when you shop? And I know there's probably some ladies out there listening right now slipping into that size 18 dress barn outfit wondering, why are they making fun of my clothes? Hey, you shop in a barn, that's why. Ice-T made a comment yesterday, and he almost killed an Amazon delivery person.
I nearly shot the man because he was wandering around my front yard dressed.
Amazon, if you're going to hire people to do deliveries, and I'm with him on this, they have to have at least a magnet on their car and a collared shirt. Can we ask for a collared shirt, something? Dude came up to my house, T-shirt, jeans. The car was like a regular car, and he had this box, and he's standing in my front like porch looking around. And I'm like, I got to shoot somebody. I didn't realize it was ever going
to
happen.
Well, then it's weird. Then they do have the gray one with the actual smile on it.
Some do. And that's the thing. Like some people on Sunday at 5 in the afternoon, I got some dude standing in my front yard with a package, and he looks kind of halfway like an employee of
something.
Did
you ever question, though, or did you know?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I've had them
looked out the window.
The same thing, you know, coming out of the car, but it is scary because you're just like, oh, okay, that's got to be an Amazon.
You hope so.
It could be, exactly.
But that's the point. Yeah. Like, because we get comfortable with this, and what do bad guys do? Oh, I don't have to even, I can just pretend.
I'll just walk up with a box.
Walk up with a box and then go take what I want.
Surprise!
But Ice-T throws the message to Amazon. Now that you have regular people making home deliveries, maybe they should be in a vest. Says Amazon delivery. I almost shot an MF for creeping up on my crib last night. Just saying. He's right. Because it's like, to me, if you got people who are dressed in T-shirts and tattered jeans, flip-flops, if I got the dude rolling up, I don't know if he's got a box for me or one to fill off my patio or one filled with, like, you know, explosives or ricin or God knows what.
If you're Coco's got to let him know she's ordered something.
You got Coco inside. Women don't remember any of that stuff.
It comes in such volumes.
Yeah, they remembered all the orders they had. That's it. We're out of orders. Of course they think something's being delivered to them. It's every time packages come, there's like, I don't know. We have to. It's like Christmas every day at my house. Nobody knows what's in the boxes. But yeah, Amazon, you have to absolutely get a vest. A vest is a good one.
You get your ass in that vest, you're going to get shot.
And, you know, make it like
I get a heads up.
From Ronnie?
Whenever. No, it just comes over on, it's basically my account.
Oh.
And that, so someone orders.
Oh, you get it. You know when they've been paid for.
Yeah.
So you take a look at that and go, damn it.
Cancel.
Dress barn. Yeah. Dress barn. How many orders from dress barn?
Do you ever call and cancel the payment?
No,
you
I
should,
haven't.
Just for fun.
You got to ask me first. You know all those clothes you got from the barn? They're going back. And they haven't even gotten here. Because, no, Ronnie.
No.
Wasn't that mother? Was me.
You don't shop at Dress Barn yet?
Dress Barn. Hilarious. I don't know that I would. Like, if you dated a girl and she showed up in a Dress Barn outfit, you'd be like, she wants to be grandma. Too soon. She wants to be grandma now. That means I got a pumper full of kids and those kids. I'm not interested in this. She's on the fast track to old lady. But that's all closed up. So where will they shop? The elderly youngsters. Don't know. The kid's going to find out next year. That's a perfect opportunity for you as you move into the age demographic of living in one of those homes, Brady. Go out there and start your own dress van.
JCPenney, I think.
Yeah.
Are they still open?
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing?
They have some of those older lady clothes.
Sure, but I thought they closed that one, too. I thought Penny's and Montgomery Ward's and Sears.
Talbot's is
Yeah. I mean, pretty soon all these old ladies are going to be walking around naked. There's nowhere for them to shop.
They'll have to go online, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. That naked ladies. We're going to have naked old ladies.
I couldn't figure out the order, so I guess just pants then.
Grandma's outside. Gray Bryant's not bad. Lane Bryant for Gray. Are your pubis silver?
Ew. Yes.
Silver City.
Yeah, that's it. Silver City. That's a good idea. That's not bad. Then you just take all the Dress Barn stuff and you shove it in a Silver City. I like that, but yeah, Dress Barn. Yeah, that two problems. We've solved them both. Dress Barn ladies and your mom. Does your mom? Your mom wouldn't even shop at Dress Barn. She's classier than that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Eric. I didn't mean to say that. Your mom wasn't classy, but that's not a classy place to shop. Yeah. Did you ever look at your mom and go, man, somebody's going to definitely try to bang her in that Dress Barn thing?
No. But I'm like, it's your mom. So you're like, all right, that looks about right.
That looks momish.
Has anyone said that?
Yeah. Look at my mom sometimes and go, damn.
You
are going to get drilled by a stranger in that. Walk out of this house.
You're not going out, man.
Dressed like a whore. Where have you been shopping? The barn?
You went to the baseball game with your mom.
That's right. I said, you don't wear any of that slutty dress barn material, mother. You dress like a woman of your age.
Or maybe people just thought you and her were together.
Probably. She looks younger. I should be so lucky. I've been watching too much Game of Thrones. Man, she
it's
looks
good.
It's
already kicking in. Damn.
I can't go out with you like this. That little skirt's driving me crazy, comma, mom.
The hell's wrong with you?
A lot. So, yeah, it's the Dress Barn. I don't know why the name of that place always made me giggle. The people went in, it made me laugh. And now that it's in the news for closing, I'm like, who cares? And there's not one person that's going to be like, no, Dress Barn. The barn. You can't name women's
clothes. Other than, you know, the malls that are missing, you know, short. 5,000 or 6,000 square feet, empty.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They got to fill them with something. And usually it's like a place for your kids to pick their noses and play on plastic trees. Nobody's going in there. Pretty soon it'll all be schools. Malls will all be schools. Gigantic, weird trade or community college type schools. They're just going to turn them all into that. Or call centers. I've noticed they're doing that. I think they did that thing. I forget what city it was. They turned a giant mall into like 3 high schools. And they saved because all the renovations they needed in the high schools are just going to cost move into
they're
the mall.
To modify it.
And they just chopped it into 3 high schools, and it's working great. That's kind of a neat idea.
What is going on with the Galleria in Scottsdale now? Is that still like a
It
was in the early 90s.
Some restaurants, and then like I don't remember what else. Like
there was a culinary school.
The cooking school up top.
Is that still there?
And then a bunch of office space on top. That thing was supposed to be – that was a flop from the first day.
Yeah.
That was they screwed that up when malls were at their peak at Scottsdale Galleria. That was a disaster because all it was horse art. Remember, you went in there like it's a high-end mall, and you go through all the stores, and it's just ponies and painting of ponies, and everything was $11,000.
Because that old town was getting – you know, it still gets a lot of people visiting. Oh, yeah. That is nothing but, you know, the Ortegas – and a lot of the stuff
Gilbert
that you
Ortega,
get.
Yeah. It was turquoise, overpriced turquoise and paintings of horses. And
see, Brady, once you get older, galleries. You start getting into that stuff. That's what's happening.
I guess. Pretty soon we're going to go to Brady's house.
Got this at the Ralph Lauren. It's a painting of a pony.
Brady, that was like an $18,000 purchase.
That's what you do when you get old.
When I visit my grandparents in Sun City West, their house is just full of that kind of crap.
Yeah, turquoise, like,
a lot of Indian paintings and... Yeah.
We're embracing the earth around us, the land. This is awful. Your house looks awful. Would you like a serape? Why? You're from the Midwest. You know that, right? Yes, but we've embraced the culture of it. You have never embraced. You live in Sun City West. Not one person that has, like white people that have their house decorated like Indians would never, ever have gotten it from. I was at an Indian's house on a reservation. I really liked their decorations.
Well,
the adobe ladders look nice.
Yeah, if you want to embrace the culture, have a couple dogs in your front yard.
When you live in Chicago, you can't do that stuff because you look like a crazy
you look
person.
Crazy. Because you look crazy here, by the way, too, if you're a white person with an issue.
Because all the old people do it.
And they look crazy. That's why we put them all in one spot.
From Chicago to the Wild West.
I know. He embraced it.
Yeah, but he's right. If you were back in, like, you know, if you're up there in, I don't know, in Rockford, and your house is all of a sudden this Spanish Indian. Like blankets and cocoa pellets. You look like the person, oh, no. They went on some sort of a mental journey and came back with peyote and blankets and dumb ladders. And you do it here, and it's somehow acceptable, but not if you're white. That's cultural appropriation.
It's a collection back in the Midwest because my
I know, but how is
Uncle Burke Shaw had a bunch of stuff in New Mexico at the time, and then his house in Columbus, you know, had the rugs,
Yeah, but isn't it weird that Indians get that? Like, we can do that and think it's okay. But if you ever visited, like, like South Central Los Angeles, you'd never go back to your home and tear half the wallpaper off and put up, like, 4 baby cribs. You would never decorate your house like any other bad culture. Not the Indians are bad culture, but, like with bad decorations for you. Like, I would never go – like, all of a sudden I go to Sweden and come back and everything I have is – like, well, I guess that's IKEA.
You've embraced it.
Yeah, you've embraced it too much where you're wearing those little pointy hats with the curly sides and your whole house is painted blue and yellow and
wood shoes.
You'd be insane. You're an insane person.
You're nuts.
You're an insane human being. If you came to my house and it was all just like this weird dedication of Mexico.
You've had a couple of friends like that, the conversion.
Yeah, but that's it's weird.
And but then that's another level to turn your whole house into it, too.
Right. And that's, yeah, if you start going, this is our, and, or just.
The dojo effect.
I think it's weirder to have that one room. We visited Tucson once and came back with all this. Oh, it's just Indian blankets and ladders and like a headdress. I think that's awful. We just threw sand on the floor and there's a teepee.
The herd family.
Right. But it's
that's
just
so much
weird.
Stuff. Oh, better turn it into a museum.
Yeah. You can't do that with anything else. You can't just visit someplace and come back and be that culture, except the Indians. And some reason here, it's not crazy here, although I've always found it crazy. If I go to my friend's house and it's all Indian decor, it's a culture. It's not a fashion statement.
I mean, it's always happened. I think I have to confirm, but Ian would know. I think it's King George V. He went over to Morocco, came back, built the castle.
Well, yeah, because he was a...
I really liked the architecture.
Because he was a thief and a crazy person. That's okay. And when you're king, you go over and you steal other people's things.
I like that.
You
build one back
right,
in my
you take
place.
Credit for saying, I invented these. That's what those guys used to do. They'd go to places no one ever went and then build one where he lived and then say, I invented these. If you see them anywhere else, it's because of me. Because they were power weirdos. It doesn't make any sense for a dude up here on 52nd Street in Thomas, whose last name is Johnson, to have a whole home dedicated to Indians. It's just weird. It's almost insulting. We took your land and then we decorated our houses just the exact way you would have. Huh. Where can I go? Oh, you're behind the fence over there by that big shiny building that's got the dollar signs on it and stuff. I'll see you on Saturdays. Oh, all right. You're going to decorate just like my old house. Yeah, but you're not allowed over here. Okay. No, this is odd. Yeah, I just find that weird. Spanish style and all that. We take cultures and make it fashion. I guess our like white thing.
Tuscany.
Would be,
that's what white people do.
Yeah, it's what we do. We steal culture. Everybody's ideas and then we're like, oh, isn't this wonderful? No, that's actually somebody's. It's their culture and you're using it as some sort of a fixer-upper Joanna Gaines type moment for you. I just fell in love with the Indian art. So I have all over my house. Painting. I've been to people's houses, like a painting of an Indian. Like, I can't imagine that's going to go over too well if you ever have an Indian in here. But that'll never happen.
Well, if it's a Remington or something like that, then there's guys that have done well in those artists.
It's weird, though, because it's like they love the Indian culture so much, but the three people I'm thinking of right off the bat that had this big Indian thing never drove over to the res and just tried to hang out with them or be, like, I love this culture so much, I'm just going to be part of it. No, you don't. You like when white people paint Indians. And maybe their last name is like Red Shoe or something. You're like, close enough.
I think Arizona's done pretty well in purchasing Kachina dolls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
and to their credit.
Catchers. I mean, Indians, it's giving a lot of money back.
Indians have scored on it, too. Nice job, Indians, to take advantage of Whitey's thievery.
Coco Pellies.
This means very much to my people. It is a dream catcher. Spirits of every type come through our hearts and our minds. I'll take that for $6 and put it on my rearview mirror. Very good there, Whitey. Nice, thank you. Yeah. And then there's always women who say they're like 9% Indian, like that Elizabeth Warren. Everybody's on Elizabeth Warren, but there isn't a woman I haven't met who doesn't say she's like a certain weird percentage Cherokee.
That is true.
Yeah, they all say it. I don't
know
why.
But now you got to redo your 23andMe because...
It doesn't matter. They're going to find a way.
They're probably right, though.
It could be, but they don't know.
My
first girlfriend had great cheekbones, and she would tell people she was 10% Cherokee, and that's where her cheekbones came from. I'm like, shut up. Stop saying that stupid story about your cheekbones came from the fact you got good cheekbones. You don't even know if you're 10% Cherokee. I've met your parents. You're so incredibly Irish, it's painful on one side. They can't stop eating corned beef and cabbage. And your dad is as white a person as I've ever seen. This 10% Cherokee is not going to all of a sudden affect your facial features to a point where that's all you've got.
She's a wildling.
She was not. She was an Irish mutt. Her cheekbones did not cut. That 10% Cherokee just let us have the cheekbones. Didn't happen in the creation of her body in the womb. They're all nuts, but yeah, that's why women do it. That's a good sign, though. If they come home from the dress, if you're with a woman, it's time to upgrade. If they've got dress barn in the closet, and they've got, they start buying turquoise and cocapellis for the house. It's like, ooh, I got to get out of here. I got to find me a chippy.
Your Tinder pulls up, and there's three dream catchers on a rearview.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That is an immediate, like, okay, I'll take her to Applebee's, and we're getting out of this for 2 for $20. That is the case. You've never gone into a young girl's apartment or house or anything, and she's, like, decorated up in Indian art, and still, she's a lunatic if she is, but it never happens. That only happens to older women. So, enjoy your dress barn and your cocapellis and your cats and your ringless hand. I love it. The phone number is 585-9800. You want to give us a wake-up song, and we'll scream it together. We're supposed to have Bert Kreischer on today, but he had to cancel. And I think Caliendo's just going to wander in here. I don't know if that was supposed to be a
plan
or not.
Turn himself into Bert Kreischer?
We're going to give it our all.
High-pitched laugh.
We'll get the shirt off. We'll get the shirt off, and we'll have him running around.
Grow out the beard a little.
Telling stories about when he was in Russia. We'll see. We can get Kreischerendo in here and see what we can do. But he said he'd just wander. We didn't ask. He just said he's going to just
so Caliendo's bringing the vodka then.
Yeah, he's going to have the vodka and the milk, which was a Kreischer staple. But Kreischer was just going to be on the phone. He still would have had vodka and milk. Give us a wake-up song, 585-9800. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?